This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome into MLB.com Extras Royals Edition. Spring training is underway, and we have plenty of sound from the Royals in Arizona, starting with manager Ned Yost talking about the first base situation and holes still to be filled.
You got Hunter Dozier working at first base, correct?
I do.
Is that going to be his focus this spring?
Early. You know, early, I think it'd be a good focus for him. You know, I kind of look at Hunter in the same vein that I looked at Corey Hart. You know, when I had Corey in Milwaukee, you know, Corey came up as a third baseman and moved to the outfield and then, went to first base and Prince emerged and went to the outfield. And, you know, he's athletic enough where he can handle all three positions, I think, adequately. You need some work to polish up over there, you know, but I think Hunter's going to handle it fine. He played some first last spring for us and, did okay.
Would you say it's his job to lose?
It's the first day of spring training. No, I don't know what's going to happen. I wouldn't say it's anybody's job to lose. What I would say is he's going to get an opportunity to compete for it today. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. So, we go day to day with it, and we allow him the opportunity to compete and see where we go with it.
Because you guys are still in conversations to hopefully bring Eric back, how much does that hold you guys hostage, if at all?
Doesn't hold us hostage at all.
You still like him back then, right?
Well, of course I want him back. Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. But, you know, there's certain aspects of this game that I can't control. So I just focus on what I can control.
Ned, in light of that, just focusing what you can control, the importance of dealing with what you have and moving forward starting today.
Right. I really am, and it's crazy, I'm really excited about what we have, even though, you know, it's a lot of new names. You know, we're back to wearing our uniform tops because I want our fans to see, you know, who's that guy? You know, because it's not like it was in years past where you'd recognize Haas off the bat or Moose or Gordy or, you know, one of these guys. We've got a bunch of new names out there. But, you know, there's, been some impressive arms that have stepped on that mound. I'm excited about it. There's going to be some some great competitions, not only in the pitching department, but, in the infield and outfield also. So I think it's always fun and interesting to see how all that plays out. How's it play out? I don't know. I've got a real open mind. I try not to formulate any opinions, you know, early in camp. I just watch and observe and see how things go.
You talked before about how spring training, like, you get to the first practice, then you're ready for the first game. You get to the first game, you're ready for the regular season. Younger guys change that at all? Does it make it more fun to be around spring training? Is it feel as long as there's more competition, more young guys, different at all?
It is different. There's a different and again, I think there's a probably a higher level of excitement this year because of the new guys. And I'm interested to see and excited to see what they bring to the table, because normally we'd be pretty set this time of year. You know, we'd have a pretty good idea who the bullpen was going to be, who was going to be playing first base, center field, right field, third base, it's a little bit different this year, so it's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out.
Monty had a really good spring last year. Dane talked about how he probably came up a little too early. How can you, what do you look for him to know
Monty?
How do you know if he's, if he's having a good spring, what are the things you're looking for to know that he's ready?
Well, he had a great spring last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he just did. He had a phenomenal spring last year, and guys keep getting better, and at this point, they not only get better physically, but they get better mentally, and they understand the pressures of the game and how to handle them a little bit. And, you know, a lot of times what Mondi went through last year, having a great spring, making the team, really, when at this point last year, I had no intention of putting him on the team. He was going to go and continue his development in the minor leagues, but that actually forced our hand. So we'll just see how it goes. We'll see where he's at and, go from there. See, but there's a lot of different things that enter into these decisions too. You know, I mean, it just depends on, you know, how other guys are doing, utility guys and other guys, and you formulate what's best for your team and at the end of the spring and go with it.
You mentioned in the past bullpen would be taken care of already. How many of those 6-7 spots are taken care of in winter camp?
I ain't thought about it. Again, you know, we just got to we'll go as we go and see where we're at right now. Again, you know, my main focus right now is just trying to put faces with names, seriously. And then, you know, stuff with faces, you know, and stuff with names. So, you know, I haven't really thought zero about our lineup because I don't have any idea what it's going to be. I haven't thought zero about the bullpen or the starting rotation. It's, you know, it's everybody go out and compete, and those questions will all answer themselves in time.
In those bullpens that you've watched, who's done a good job of connecting their faces?
They've all done a really good job. You know, what's been impressive are the two Rule 5 guys. One, because in generally when you get a Rule 5 guy and he's a pitcher, he's got tremendous stuff, but really high ceiling, but all over the place, right? So, you know, you sit back and you watch these two Rule 5 kids throw, and it's like, okay, can he throw strikes? And both of these kids to this point have thrown strikes on the side. It's only on the side. But still, pretty encouraging to me to see that. And you go back, and I always can kind of go back to like 2010 and 2011 when I'd watch side sessions. We had smaller guys that didn't have great stuff and still didn't really throw a lot of strikes. Mm-hmm. But you watch side sessions now, and we've got guys that are animals on that mound. Now, the very vast majority of them have power stuff, and they're all banging strikes, which is encouraging because, you know, if you got great stuff like that, and even though they're young, you know that they've got a chance to develop, and that's the fun part is watching them develop. I mean, when I sit back and retire one day, it's going to really – I'm going to fall back on that we won at least one world championship in Kansas City, if not more. But, you know, what's fun for me is watching – Haas grow into the player that he was, and Moose and Kane, and seeing Chipper Jones come up from the minor leagues and you know, be a rookie and end up going to the Hall of Fame, and being, you know, watching kids develop and being a part of it, you know, that's where the satisfaction I think runs in the end. So it's cool to watch these kids, a lot of these kids, you know, start their journey here, and I'm excited to see how far they can go.
Have you been surprised at how this young group has re-energized you, but how you're ready for it again?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I'm surprised over it. You know, we knew going into the winter that it was going to be a different type spring and a different type environment. You know, and I gave charge to all my coaches, okay, we're going to have to really, I want you guys really getting mentally ready to go back to, you know, kind of development winning mode. And they've done a great job with, you know, their focus and their plans. And then, of course, I had, you know, quite a bit of time on my backside to sit and think about it. So I wouldn't say it surprised me that I'm excited about it.
Ned, you mentioned time on your backside. You gave us an update at FanFest. Another update? How you?
I'm doing great. I mean, they gave me a cart. I'm going to send it back. I think we're wasting money. But I'm back on the treadmill every day and doing my rehab stuff afterwards. So doing great. Moving everywhere. I don't, you know, there's no effect. I'm doing everything that I normally would be doing this time of year and feel pretty darn good at it. So.
Ned, you talked a lot with the group that you had about kind of watching them grow up and kind of figuring out how to relate to those young guys, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. Now it's kind of a different group of young guys. I mean, obviously, they're getting younger. Is that a different process, too, just sort of trying to relate to this new kind of group of young guys? You don't feel?
No. No.
You don't have any difficulty? You don't feel like that?
I mean, I think, you know, there was a pretty big... you know, there was a different mindset back then. This isn't like, that wasn't 25 years ago where all of a sudden they've invented the internet and texting and video games. It's the same group that they had 6 years ago. So, no, I don't think you change anything. I think it's all the same.
There are new faces coming to Kansas City this summer, including Jesse Hahn, who talked about making the move from Oakland.
A couple of weeks ago, you're at Oakland A, and today you're at Kansas City Royals and pitchers and catchers, and what's going through Jesse Hahn's mind?
Well, it happens very fast, but I'm very excited. I'm happy to be here. We have a great group of guys here, and it's very welcoming so far, and I'm just excited for what this year might bring.
What can you tell us your thoughts of watching the Royals as a competitor from afar, and maybe what you thought of that organization now that you've joined them?
Well, these guys compete. I mean, this is a team that, I mean, coming from Oakland, playing against these guys the last 3 years, we hated playing them. Like, we really did. We hated playing these guys. It's just something about going into Kauffman, the energy there. It's an unbelievable place, so I'm happy to be on this side of it now.
What do you bring here, Jesse? Just wanting to compete? What do you see yourself, or is day one too early to even maybe entertain that question? You got to have maybe something.
I mean, it's definitely early, but I'm here to compete. I'm here to work hard. I mean, I'm going to be as much as a help as I could possibly be. I'm here to help the team win. Whatever that may be, whatever my role is, I'm happy to do anything. Just like anyone else's goal here, we're here to win.
Team give you any indication about what they thought for your role, or like when they traded for you, give you some idea of maybe what they had in mind for you?
I'm competing for a starting spot. That's what I would like to do. That's what I work for. But it's still up in the air. It's way too early to tell.
What's the difference for you between starting? I know you say you want to start. As far as mindset and preparedness, what's the difference for you starting versus?
Never really relieved. So starting is just comfortable for me. It's something I've done my whole life. I like the routine. I like the mental preparation for it. I go home in the off season. I work to be a starter. I work on things that are specifically for starting. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Day one for pitchers and catchers. You've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
What's this day like for you, for any Major League Baseball player?
It's just getting back here with the guys. Got a lot of new faces in here, including myself, but it seems to be a very new, young team, so getting to know everybody, getting close to your teammates, just getting out on the field for the first time all year together. It's kind of a special day for everybody. Everyone's really excited, and everyone wants to get out on the field. A lot of people are coming from cold places or from all over the country, so it's nice to have everyone together here.
The Royals pitchers have a new voice leading them, with Cal Eldred taking over as pitching coach. Nate Karn spoke about Eldred and returning from his shoulder surgery.
You've been here before. What's the anticipation? What's day one like?
Day one's exciting right now. Last year, season got cut short. This year, I'm hoping the complete opposite. Full, healthy, 30-plus start season. And, I'm ready to get excited. There's a lot of new faces. There's a lot of competition in here, so there's definitely a little energy in the clubhouse, so I'm excited to see how camp plays out, and really just thankful to kind of be up here and do everything that everyone else can day one.
You said new faces. One of those new faces is your pitching coach.
Oh, yeah.
How will that change things for the rotation, the bullpen, for you? What do you think?
No, I don't know what it's going to change. I know Kyle came in and we instantly got to work. He's looking at film, getting to know each pitcher individually, what they do good and what they don't, and how we can improve over the course of the season. And so far, so good. I mean, he's really bringing us together, and it's going to be a bonding experience through camp.
Part of last year with this team was a rotation that was inconsistent or not healthy, or for some reason or another, not successful. How do you start in the spring and understand that, knowing that it's not going to be perfect, but it's got to be better?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely take notes of what we lacked on as being successful at last year. We had the good stretches and we had some bad stretches. So we just got to be more consistent, consistently healthy. That's the biggest thing. I think we had, two guys last year able to make every start, Hamill and Vargas. So, there's some room for improvement. We just got to get back to work. Every year we're going to have the same battles of trying to stay healthy and trying to be successful on the mound. We just got to stick together and keep pounding the pavement. Just because you have a bad day doesn't mean you can turn around and let it turn into two starts to have a bad start. So, definitely going to cut the streaks when we're doing bad and, try to stretch out the ones when we're doing well. And I think we're going to have fun this year, and we're looking forward to it. We really are.
How's the shoulder feeling after the surgery?
Shoulder's great. Throwing bullpens like it's nothing. Like, I didn't even have surgery.
Now, is that something like some of the guys who have that thoracic outlet, they describe it as essentially like there was a consistent pain that entire time. Like, oh, now it's gone. Is that your experience with it, or did it kind of sneak up on you quickly?
No, mine just kind of bit me in the butt May 19th. Just kind of jumped in there. Really didn't have any indication that we were dealing with something to that degree, but after we had surgery, everything kind of quieted down, and then we didn't have any setbacks and no hiccups in the road, so as far as I'm concerned, I'm healthy, ready to go, and you know, it's just about me going out there and being able to be counted on every fifth day.
Yeah, at least for now, the Royals are without two of the biggest leaders of their championship team, Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer. With those two personalities missing from the clubhouse, catcher Sal Perez has talked about stepping up.
Inconsistency, performance. How do you start this spring to try to turn all that around?
Yeah, for me, it's a little early. You know, today is the first day. I think this guy know what they have to do, so that's the reason that why I'm big league. So I don't worry about that. I think we're going to do a tremendous job this day for us.
Day one of spring training, does that refresh your juices? You know, kind of say, hey, let's do this because it's day one.
Yeah, it's day one. You know, it's a lot of people excited. You know, and after the season over, and you go home for 5 months, you start to miss baseball. So we're here, we're back, another season. Work hard, play hard, be happy, and that's it.
Some of the bigger voices in the clubhouse, obviously not here with two of them still being free agents. Do you expect to be a bigger voice in the clubhouse if Moustakas and Hosmer continue not to be here?
I'm big. I'm the big guy in here. Whatever happens with cars and moves, it happens, you know? It's uncontrolled, nothing like that. So the thing I know I'm here, that we're going to play hard, we're going to work hard, we're going to enjoy it, like I always do, and that's it.
One guy that will get the opportunity to fill Moustakas or Hosmer's role on the field is Hunter Dozier, who's keeping his options open this spring.
Ned told us in there that you're probably going to focus a little bit more on first base early in camp. How's that going to be for you, you think? And what different things do you have to do to prepare for that?
Well, last year I worked a lot at first, too. Last year was kind of my first time really working at first in spring training. I didn't get to play too many games last year, but I feel comfortable there. I worked hard this offseason just because I know the situation, and mm-hmm. still don't know what's going to happen. But right now I'm working hard at first and still getting some stuff at third. But so far I think it's going pretty well.
If Haas doesn't re-sign, do you see this as a pretty big opportunity for you to maybe, you know, grab a job here? And
absolutely. I mean, when coming up in this organization, when you have Haas at first and Moose at third, I mean, two all-stars, I mean, you can't really do much. But now they're free agents, and we don't know what's going to happen. But if they don't come back, it definitely opens up doors, and it's exciting.
Do you ever imagine when you got drafted that someday you'd be playing first base, maybe in the big leagues?
No, I didn't, because I got drafted at shortstop. Right. That didn't last long, but I moved to third, and then in 2016 I played a lot of right when I got called up. And but yeah, I honestly don't care where I play as long as I'm out there and have a spot. So
cool.
Yeah.
You're going to work, you think, everywhere? I mean, you mentioned first base. I mean, they think they'll give you some time out in the outfield, too, just to get a feel for all the
I think I'll continue to bounce around from first, third, outfield, just making sure I'm playing all those positions just in case.
I mean, because it's not, like you mentioned, first and third. I mean, like, the outfield's not exactly sure about it yet either, right? So as far as some of the available opportunities that you mentioned, you say you don't have, are you more comfortable at third than anything else? But
I'm more comfortable at third right now just because I've played it more than any other position. But like I said, I'm working hard at first and outfield, and I feel I'm starting to feel really well in those positions too. So, yeah.
This has been MLB.com Extras, our Royals edition. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tune in again next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.